Max Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken, I got that picture you sent.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's something else.
Retirement job.
That's what I was thinking. Especially with the kind of money you were talking this morning.
Better than that if you had more time off.
And you live somewhere or was willing to travel like every couple weeks over to Pigeon Forge at the Christmas house over there?
To rack up over there like that. And that, but he works a full-time job over in, I don't know where, Easley or somewhere's over that way.
Yeah, pretty cool gig he's got going on.
Doing it. Man, everybody must have got off early today.
It didn't work at all, because this morning there was hardly any traffic on the roads till, I don't know, probably 10:30, 11 o'clock. But after that, look out.
Bad accident on the interstate. I know I spent 30 minutes out there just to go a mile. And then I got off at the 66, and the accident wasn't until like the 63.
I've been listening to the radio. I'm on my way home already. Several of my shops were closed, and a lot of people weren't working, so today went really quick.
Safe trip back to the house, and you won't run into too much traffic.
Too much traffic up here where I'm at on Highway 11 right now.
Hey, it's a good thing you're not down in Greer.
I left there. It was busy when I left. About 1:30. It was crazy.
Pretty busy.
It's KB2H Access.
Hey, Dave. You got Patrick and Ken here.
That's definitely for sure, Dave.
They call me without a scratch, so I'm good. Gentlemen, let me get back to this. I just want to pop my head in here. Patrick, I'm sorry I missed you this time.
No problem. I'll hook up another time. But you got my number now. Just send me with that information, and I'll get it taken care of.
Okay. I'll get you a picture of the model number of the wrenches and stuff, and we'll talk on the phone. Gentlemen, carry on without me. KB2HXS.
73, Dave. Merry Christmas.
One more? Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
That's the right answer.
Off a little early today.
2 o'clock. I'm just now getting to the church and the red light by my house.
Wow. That's double your normal drive.
Ship trucks out there on the interstate telling you there was an accident, and he was set up past the exit, so you know locals couldn't get off. You were just stuck. What, you know, you get 200 yards past the exit, and then it says that there's a problem.
That don't make no sense. Why not set up before the exit so people can get off?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but good help's hard to find.
We normally meet on Thursday at the Texas Roadhouse for lunch. And unless you were sitting at the bar, you couldn't go in. They had 4 people working today. And they said after the first of the year, they're dropping their lunch shift. Just can't find enough help.
I got there. I mean, it was Monday. It was Monday this week, and we were there before 4 o'clock. And like you said, place half empty, nobody there, and then had to wait out in the car 30 minutes for them to call you a table was ready.
When they opened at 11:30, and they told us if you want to go to the bar, you can go right in, or if you want a table, it's a 45-minute wait.
And they just opened.
Correct.
And it all on the old people retired, but yeah, I just don't see that happening.
Some of it, but that's not the whole thing. I mean, a lot of people that were choosing to work to have extra money our older people, you know, are deciding, okay, it's not worth it to me. I'll just go home. I don't want to have to deal with all this mess. But then you got all the parents that are staying home to homeschool their kids now, too. There's another chunk that nobody's thought about. So, I don't know. It's just adding up, and we're going to pay a heavy toll for it.
I agree with you on that one. Well, I have backed into the driveway, so I'm going to say 73, and hope you have a good rest of your day. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and I'll try to catch up with you over this Christmas break here. KN4 TFW.
Can you tell Miss Susan we said Merry Christmas and hello? And if you get your Christmas present, let me know. I'll be around the house on Christmas Day, so don't worry about bothering anybody. It's just me and the wife.
73,
KN4 TFW. 73 is Ken, KO4 HKX, and I'll be monitoring.
Merry Christmas, Ken. N4 ZLK.
That is Shane, isn't it?
That's correct.
There's a lot of crazies out there.
Seen them. Have a good one. Merry Christmas. And hello, Patrick.
Hey, Shane. I hope you're having a good day.
It's a little bit lighter. I still have one of my pickups is not closing, my latest one, so I got to hang around for that one, but everything else is kind of light.
Maybe it'll stay that way.
Get last pickup a little early and sit there, and maybe they'll want to go home early too.
I'm into it.
What I can do.
Not one bit.
So there, it's a forklift parts company, and, you know, the warehouses are still running, and they need their parts at the last minute, so they'll probably hang out till the last minute.
Maybe they'll get done early and want to go home, too, so that's all you can hope for.
Hope you had a good day. I know you're getting off early.
Today is about what I expected. A lot of people weren't there. A lot of shops closed today.
Morning. They say there's a few bulk stops I got to run. I can't imagine what's going to be open. I've been trying to talk them out of it, but it looks like I got to be there.
But somebody's got to do it.
I wasn't expecting it. I've been there long enough, and I know what I'm running. If I had a different, I could have picked a different route, which probably would have been off, or I could have worked at night, and then I would have just worked tonight and, you know, been able to get home by early in the morning, but I knew what I was getting into.
KN4VWA. Shane, Patrick, just drop in real quick to wish y'all a Merry Christmas, bud. I hope you have a safe and healthy one.
73.
Same to you and yours. I appreciate that. And Patrick, I'm gonna clear for a little bit. I'm here to pick up. I gotta back in a tight spot here. Y'all have a good day, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon. KO4HKX N4ZLK.
KO4HKX. Shane, I'll be on the side, and if not, I'll be on the other repeater. KO4HKX. I'm monitoring.
Christmas, though. N4, is that okay?
4QLG, KO4HKX. KX, no contact.
Entry, N0TR for a short one.
Hey, Tom, how are you and Miss Bernice today?
Oh, we got some daughter from Gabby. We picked up last night. She's a student up at Old State. They live in Michigan. She got to come to our adopted son-in-law last night, about midnight. And we're just sitting down Publix molded chickens.
Tom, have you got a different radio or something?
No, but I thought I heard maybe a double in there. I'm not sure. Give a little gap there and we'll see. Just send your OTR. Is it okay?
Yeah, it sounds better now. I didn't know what was going on.
I got stepped. slept on, maybe. I don't know for sure. Oh, it's a nice, beautiful day, Patrick. Are you working or out shopping or something? A lot of traffic.
I was working earlier today, and yeah, I was right there in Greer, so there's a lot of traffic. I am back on 25 now, heading up the mountain.
But are you done work for the week, or are you going to work tomorrow?
I am done until after the first of the year on driving the tool route. Now I get the luxury and pleasure of counting all these little sockets and pieces in this tool truck.
Good old inventory time.
I'm not sure so sure what's good about it, but it's that time.
I used to own a mom and pop grocery store when I was pretty young, like starting it when I was about 9 years old, and I never was fond of inventory time. I guess it's a required nuisance, but for some reason it comes around every year.
And mine really needs to be done. My inventory is not anywhere close to correct right now. This new computer system they give us earlier this year is just, it's caused chaos on it.
Have you got one of them phasers like they carry around at Walmart that tells you everything, reads it off, and does it automatically?
I don't. All this will be done manually by hand.
So no barcodes on stuff then?
Barcodes on it, but that stuff is pretty small in number. But a lot of it doesn't have barcodes. It's just got a part number on it.
Well, Patrick, congratulations on being done for the year. I hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas. And we're getting down here right near Walmart. We're going on past Walmart here in Taylor's to pick up some chicken and some breaded hot and spicy chicken wings. And so we brought the granddaughter Abby with us. You want to say hi? Bernice got something in her mouth. I didn't know it. I was going to have her say hello to you, but she can't do it. I don't know what she's eating over here. I think we've been eating everything under the sun, from peanut butter fudge to regular fudge to French cookies, you name it, pizza, pfeffernuchens. You can get fat around our place real easy. Talk to you later, Patrick. Be safe out there. This is OTR 73.
Miss Bernice and Abby, have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have a good one. And Happy New Year to you. And y'all stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
For CEF Mobile.
For RMM Static Mobile, Walgreens on Roper Mountain Road Extension.